This is Deirdre Nealon, editor of The Healing Muse, with this week's selection. Some of our most engaging submissions come from younger writers. I'm going to read an excerpt from an essay called Living with Eugene. It's by Caitlin Provost, who recently graduated from SUNY Oswego. She writes about having to wear a brace to correct her scoliosis in junior high, a time when all one wants to do is to fit in. Her piece reminds us of how kindness can be its own miracle. Scoliosis sounds like pebbles rolling around my tongue. I play with the word, chew on it, until it loses all meaning and is just a collection of syllables and noises. It's not a huge deal, the doctors told us. And yet I find pictures of girls with crooked bodies, collapsing lungs and heart murmurs in the little pamphlets the doctor gave me. Chronic pain, limited flexibility. It affects girls mostly, and Mom tells me about her mother, my Baba, who has it too. It's genetic, and I'm the first to have it this bad since her. I picture Baba's twisted back, hunched and sore. She has to sit down a lot because it hurts and makes her tired. She can't take a deep enough breath. I hear her wheezing in my mind, and the worrying begins again with a renewed force. Judy Blume didn't prepare me for this. Sure, I read Deanie, but real life doesn't mirror the fictional world. Wearing a back brace didn't get my crush to realize I was the perfect girl, and I did not find, 200 pages into my experience, that it didn't matter if I wore the brace. My life has never been a young adult novel. Gym class in middle school is supposed to be horrible. Everyone going through puberty, stinky armpits, and awkward moments in the locker room. My sisters warned me about this. But nobody told me how to deal with being the girl who has to come in late and leave early so that I can store the brace in the school nurse's office. The girls don't ask questions when I come to the locker room late, but it's the funny looks I keep getting when I excuse myself early, the what's wrong with her, that bother me. I wish my friend Kevin were in this class because he'd be able to field the awkward questions and put the attention back on himself. But I don't know a single person here. And we are starting off with football. Melissa is on my team. She tells me I have a pretty good arm. Suddenly, we are sitting together during cool down and chatting like best friends. I get up to leave before class ends, and the teacher nods. Go ahead, she says. See you Friday. Melissa turns. Why do you leave early? My face burns, and I fidget in my sneakers. Crap, I think. This'll be the shortest friendship ever. But I tell her about the brace. It pours out in a rush, a flood of words I can't stop. I tell her I've named the brace Eugene to avoid saying my back brace, that it sticks out bizarrely in the rear, giving me an extra shoulder blade, making people think I'm odd. I don't think you're odd, she says. A knot I didn't know I had in my stomach loosens, and for once I don't feel like a misfit. I smile and skip to the nurse's office. For once, not even bothered by putting the plastic case back around my body.